Oh, et bonjour. Je m'appelle Benjamin. I am here smoking this cigarette because I am so fashionable and I am so cool the way I have this little piece of paper and tar in my hand as I look at this. Okay, so that was a coffee stirring stick that I was using as a prop for a cigarette, but I want to talk about smoking. We're clearing the air. I actually recently have been smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. And the experience has been like pretty good. I think the media is like lying to you that cigarettes are bad. Kidding, guys. That was a joke. I want to talk today about smoking, and not just specifically smoking, more so how it's come back in the culture. Somehow it has come crawling back. And why I think that is, partly because of influencers, but we'll get into that. You know me, Benjamin, the watchdog, the police officer of influencers gone rogue, gone crazy, TikTokers spreading evil and hatred, and I really want to stop them.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, so basically, the way I've always, like, perceived smoking is it is so fucking dumb, and that comes mostly because my mom is a respiratory therapist, and part of her job used to be, like, going from school to school and, like, showing kids, like, the effects of smoking. So she had to have, like, this little kit, and it would have, like, pictures of, like, lungs after smoking all your life, and now you're 70 years old, and you have bronchitis, and 40% of your lung is removed, and this is what you sound like, and shit like that. So I was, like, hyper aware of the how smoking affects you from a very young age, and that's kind of how I've always been, like, that's how I've always perceived smoking, through that lens of, like, oh my god, like, y'all are actually psychopaths. And, like, I genuinely could not, like, figure out in my brain, like, why anyone would smoke, like, what the appeal was. And it took a while, like, to realize that there is, I mean, there's some appeal. There's, like, manufactured appeal, you know, like, in media, people, like, movies, TV shows, people smoking a cigarette, and they're, like, the cool character, and they're fucking edgy because they smoke a cigarette. Blah, blah. Also, I'm not trying to sound like a Karen over here or anything like that, for lack of a better word. I know I just said Karen, it's kind of cringe, but, like, I really just want to get to the bottom of this, because, like, cigarettes, like, they're nothing. Like, cigarettes truly are nothing. You don't gain anything from smoking. It's not like you're like, yummy, that was so yummy. People say they, like, get a buzz from, like, smoking or from vaping, and I think it's, like, it's not, I don't even, listen, I'm not, like, a psychologist, but I don't think that's a buzz. I think it's just, like, you're going through, like, nicotine withdrawals and finally hitting the nick, freaking, like, makes your brain happy again, and it's not, like, starving from the inside. So I don't, like, I genuinely don't know, like, what smoking has to offer other than for people who are addicted to nicotine and, like, need a hit of nicotine. So that's what's, like, so scary to me, because it does nothing but give you cancer and diseases, and, like that it's so crazy that there's something that is so harmful and actually just overall terrible that somehow is still so popular. And not somehow, I'm not, like, I know, like, nicotine is why cigarettes are addicting, but it's like, how do people, how the fuck do people, like, get put onto cigarettes? It's not like a TV show where a friend's like, hey, you want to check this out? Like, what fucking psychopath you have to be to, like, just, like, hook someone on cigarettes? I don't know if it's, like done, if the people that are just, like, smoking and then, like, offer a cigarette to someone are doing it, like, oh, I should just, let me just be a good sport. You want a cigarette? You want a little cig? I don't fucking know. I don't know, like, what the situation would be like to just, like, hey, you wanna get stuck on a lifetime addiction to some cylinders that will give you surely cancer? Like, I don't know. I don't know. So, we've been fucking woke to, like, what cigarettes do for a very long time. Like, when they first came out, no one knew. Like, I don't know when that was, like, the 60s, something like that. No, before that. I don't fucking know. I don't know, but it was, like, fairly recently that we realized that cigarettes are, like, bad for you and give you the cancer and make your lungs look like diarrhea soup. So, it's, like, how is it coming back? Because it's back. That, like, this is what blows my mind. There's, like, so many people my age and younger that are smoking, like, cigarettes again. And I was, like, so sure as a kid. I was, like, no fucking way in hell. Knowing what we know, are people gonna, like, start smoking again? Like, I just couldn't even, like, perceive that was, like, a possible thing. And now here we are, 2023, and there's so many people that smoke. And beyond that, the main focal point of today's episode that I want to talk about is how influencers are promoting it. Believe it or not, now this isn't, like, the most mainstream thing ever, okay? It's not like Addison Rae's out here, like, chain smoking or anything like that. Like, we can calm down a little bit on that front, but this is more so, like, what I've seen in kind of, like, more, like, niche communities online. I've seen, like, a lot of, like, kind of creators who are in, like, the fashion space, you know, the aesthetic people, who will just, like, post, like, a slideshow. They'll, like, go to France for, like, fashion week and be like, here is me in Miu Miu. Here is me eating croissant with some orange juice. Juice de naranja, and then, like, there's a shot of them, like, on a fucking bridge with, like, a cigarette, and they're, like, and it's not, like, people, I want to make it clear, it's not, like, everyone is just seeing them and be, like, oh, wow, she's so cool, I want a cigarette now, mommy, please take me to the store and get me a big old pack. Like, it's not like that. Like, you go to the comments, like, the few times that I've seen this, where, like, an influencer will just, like, post, like, an aesthetic picture of him smoking a cigarette, I'll go to the comments and people are fucking mad. They're like, what is, put it down. Put that down. Which is, like, good to see, I think. I think it's, like, nice to see, because my main point right now is, if you want to smoke, not my fucking problem. Not my fucking problem. You're gonna smoke. Like, I can't stop you. But if you are, like, a fucking influencer with a platform, and especially someone who, like, a lot of these, like, I don't want to name names. Okay, I'll name, like, one name. Like, there's this YouTuber named Best Dressed. She kind of, like, quit YouTube now and, like, just does, like, Instagram and, like, brand deals and shit like that. But she posted a picture of her smoking. And the comments were, for the most part, like, girl, what are you doing? Like, put the cigarette down. Like, come on now. But then there was also a lot of people commenting, like, defending her, being like, she can do what she wants, she's a fucking adult. And that's duh. It's not like we're trying to be like, what are you doing smoking, go to jail right now and turn yourself in. Like, it's not like that. It's more so the aggravating point is that this person who is very influential, this Best Dressed person, which is their name. I'm not saying, like, this person is the best dressed ever. Like, that's, like, actually their handle. They're incredibly influential in, like, the fashion scene online, and have been for a while. And so there's a lot of people that look up to this woman and, like would probably, I'm sure, like, there are people that will buy every single thing in her posts, do every single thing in her posts just because they're, like, a big fan. Like, that's case in point what a fucking influencer does. But, like, people, I'm not saying that's gonna be it and everyone's gonna start smoking, but is it crazy to say that some people probably, like kept that in their brains and then maybe were offered like a cigarette and started smoking. No, it's not fucking crazy. That probably happened. And I'm sure as an extension of that, some people probably actually were just like, fuck it, I'll start smoking. Pass me that doobie. Like, I really didn't need to pick up the coffee stick again to like drive that point home.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
But as influencers, we have like a fucking moral responsibility to not just promote stuff that is like actively harmful. If I was just out here doing meth, I would keep that shit to myself. I would be doing meth in silence. I would be posting on my story at the most, be like, I'm gonna be moving in silence from now on. And by that, I would mean meth. But like, I would never post a little meth pipe on my story and be like,
I am so edgy with my meth pipe.
Fucking dumb. So like that, and it's like this isn't like a new concept, like the like cigarettes being something that is like a cool, like quote unquote, like a cool attribute thing to do, like. It's such a trope in like movies and TV shows that like the cool characters like smoking and stuff. Not so much anymore. You don't really see that in like media from like the past 20 years, but definitely like 90s, early 2000s, very prominent. But then motherfuckers cracked down on that. Like now on Netflix, if there's like even tobacco being used in a movie or a TV show, it literally says in the rating that like that's in use and it's highly regulated. You can't like advertise cigarettes at all. So it's almost like like influencers are one of the only kind of mechanisms that are like bringing cigarette culture back into like bringing it to the new generation, which is very concerning. But we can't just ignore the elephant in the room. There's not just smoking, okay? There is vaping. Vaping is just, I actually don't fucking know. I'm not that well versed on vaping. I had a vape phase. Let me be so real with y'all right now. When Juuls first came out in like 2018, this is gonna be so cringe, but I literally started it just because I saw it was like a YouTuber or like a Viner that I was like a fan of, like they just referenced it or like made a meme about it, and I was like, oh, what is that? I want one of those. I want a little Juul. It sounds so funny. And so I literally fucking, oh my god, this is so cringe. So my friends and I, Juuls were not available in Canada, let me preface by saying, but they were available in the United States. So my friends and I literally drove like 8 hours to Montana in a van to get Juuls. And like, that was like probably 70% of why we went on this trip. Like the other 30% was we wanted just like a little vacation and like to try like Buffalo Wild Wings because we don't have that in Canada. But we, like, it was a very prominent reason why we literally drove to Montana was to get these Juuls. And it's like, I never vaped before. I just wanted like the idea of it. And so we got these fucking Juuls. Oh my god. we bought these Juuls and it came with like 4 pods. And for like the entire trip, I went through all 4 pods. I literally just had it hooked up to my mouth and I was like, oh, let me not. Well, shit, did it already. Let me just not make that gesture. Anyways, and I was, like, literally fucking addicted for, like instantly, like, almost instantly. Like, the nicotine kicked in, baby. The nicotine was nicotining, and the only thing that, like, stopped me was I went back to Canada, and there was no more Juuls, and I was, like, in nicotine withdrawal for, like, a day, and then, like, slowly got away from that, but, like, like that was a very forceful, like mandatory stoppage of my vape usage. But, and thankfully I haven't like picked up one since then. Also, my lungs are just like actually, like I would like inhale it and be like, like coughing it up, like struggling to breathe. That's like like mostly the reason why I've like never like smoked weed or anything. Like I actually cannot handle, even if someone's like vaping near me or like smoking like near me, like I, my lungs just give out. But vaping is like kind of similar, but you know, I'm not a fucking scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know like all the facts on this, but I do think it is at least probably, it's safe to say it's safer than cigarettes for the most part. Not saying, oh, well, everybody go pick up your Juul, pick up your vape. No, that's not what I mean. But like, it's not literally burning fucking tar. So that's like a bonus. Now keep in mind, I think there's like a lot of vapes that are like very regulated and like more on the safe end, but that's not to say there isn't like vapes or like vape juices that people use that are like actually like cyanide and like pesticides with like
a mango fruity tropical flavor on it.
So like, I don't know, but at least thankfully vaping is like for the most part kind of like cringe. You'll see like moments where vaping will kind of be like in vogue and people will be like, oh, vaping is kind of cool. Like recently I've seen like those fucking elf bar things. I keep seeing like memes about that and everywhere, and like those are like kind of becoming like a cultural thing, like kind of similar to like how Juul was. That was like almost a little bit,
it was almost a little bit cool to Juul.
But like for the most part, like you see the motherfuckers with like a giant battery pack and then they like take a puff and like a cumulonimbus cloud comes out of their mouth. Like that's cringe. I think that's like very broadly accepted as cringe. So at least like we've got that going for us. But that's like never like, I don't think it's ever really been like seen as like cringe to smoke. It's like definitely like you see someone smoking and like at least for me, I immediately think like, oh, well, they are probably gonna die fucking early. There's not as like many health benefits, but I don't know, just like for whatever reason, it doesn't feel like the same kind of like cringe level as like vaping, which is very weird, very backwards. And like chime in if you think differently or feel differently. It's like that's why I like understand where the kind of like edgy like kind of badassness vibe can be perceived from like smoking, because it's not as like fucking goofy. And also like the other thing it has like against like smoking is very like, ugh, I'm like gritty, whereas like vaping, it's like you are puffing on a fucking mango, like literally a box of liquid mango, and that is the least like cool thing ever. And I'm not saying that as like
smoking is cooler,
but it's like vaping is just like actually it can be so cringe. So but like I said, like I'm not a doctor, not to fucking say that for the 18,000th time in this episode, but it's like vaping, I don't feel like disgusted by it. In fact, sometimes I walk by a vape cloud and I'm like, you know what, that smelled a little bit good. Smelled a little bit delicious, like a nice little mango. But personally, it's not for me. And I also, there's the whole other situation with like nicotine addiction. And I don't say that, and it's like nicotine is a gateway drug to heroin. And if you smoke a Juul, you are going to be on fentanyl or anything like that. But there is something to be said about like how nicotine like affects your mood. I've kind of like seen it firsthand in like friends and stuff, where they like become like very nicotine dependent. If they like can't find their vape, it's like not a good day. So I think that is like probably a negative for the most part. But it's not, you can look at like vaping in the perspective of like cigarette smoking, where like vaping is just like for the most part cringe and might give you like lung cancer, whereas like cigarettes like literally will fucking give you lung cancer, will make your teeth yellow, will like do all these horrible things to you, make you like infertile, your baby will come out with like 8 legs if you smoke while you're pregnant. So it's like very much like a lesser of two evils situation. And let's not forget that like vaping was like actually just like kind of a solution to cigarette smoking to begin with. Like, they didn't make Juuls to, like, get every, like, 12-year-old that plays Fortnite in, like, 2016 addicted to Juuls. That was not the case. That was not the intention. It was, like, supposed to be for smokers to quit, to, like, still have that nicotine kick, but they're not, like, puffing on actual dumpster fire. So, you know, there's that whole thing, but that quickly fell apart. I'm not, like, trying to erase that, like, smoking still is very helpful, or sorry, vaping is very helpful for people who are quitting smoking. I think that's, like, a very good thing. But it just kind of sucks seeing, like, people just start vaping when they, like, never even, like, smoked in the first place. Like, there was no need for it. They're just like, oh, well, shit, I'm vaping. And it's, like, the crazy thing is it's, like, everyone fucking vapes, it seems, sometimes. It's, like, everyone. Like, and I'm not, I really want to, like, stress that I'm not, like, coming from, like, a judgmental point of view. I'm not, like, I absolutely don't think, like, if you vape or if you smoke cigarettes, that has, like, any reflection of you as a person or your personality. Like, it's literally nicotine. It's, like, addicting to everyone. Like, I understand. What I have a problem with and what I think reflects on your character is if you're an fucking influencer and you're, like, posting cigarettes and, like, your little aesthetic photo dump. Like, that is actually diabolical. And it's, like, so funny because, like, sorry, going back, with that Best Dressed Girls Instagram post, a lot of the people were just, like, trying to play it off as, like, it's just her life. Like, it's just part of the aesthetic. Like, forgetting that there's actual people that are just, like, all hail plankton head asses that will just, like, actually, like, think smoking is okay all of a sudden. So, anyways, moving on from that. It's, like, it's hard because when something is, like, so, like, ingrained in our culture and you start, like with the Juul memes, that, like, single-handedly pretty much, like, got me Juuling. Like, the pipeline from me seeing, like, Juul memes and people joking about Juuls or just, like, doing Juuls online to me driving 8 hours to Montana to buy a fucking Juul is crazy. And that's, like, that's how it spreads even, like, without nicotine. Like, there was no, I hadn't even, like, tried the product and I, like, wanted it. So it's scary to see something, like, much more diabolical, like, smoking come back and being, like, perpetuated, or its use being, like, shown by, like, popular influencer lifestyle people, because it's actually fucking horrible. So, at least, like, this has, like, happened, like, in culture in the past, too. Like, what I'm thinking of is, like, lean. I don't know if I tried lean. No, I don't think I ever tried that. One time, I never tried actual lean, but one time, I actually was, like, sick. Like, I had the flu, and I had cough syrup, and I was like, what if I just pour Sprite in it? So, like, I actually needed it, like, as medicine, but I did pour Sprite into it, which did technically turn it into lean. So, and I probably only fucking did that because of, like, the rappers that I liked. I mean, I definitely did. It's not like I just had the natural idea in my brain when I was drinking my cough syrup to, like, put fucking Sprite in it. But, like, that's kind of a different case because, like, I actually need the lean. But I, like, obviously, like, on the other hand, like moving away from, like, lifestyle influencer people, you know, there's, like, kind of, like, the, like, music community. Like, you might be a fan of a rapper or someone who does lean, and then it makes you want to do it. And that's, like, also a very, like rappers, like, and any kind of musician or celebrity is, like, in a very influential position because you might have, like, a very emotional connection to their music or even their lifestyle and them as, like, a person, as, like, a celebrity. And so, like, it's the same thing as, like, a lifestyle influencer. Like, anything they do, monkey see, fucking monkey do. Ooh, like, we're all monkey brained. So, and, you know, obviously, like, rappers probably, like, are gonna sometimes have, like, a little bit, they're not gonna give us a fuck more as much about, like, morals, probably. What's coming to mind is, like, Lil Xan. I don't think Lil Xan really gave a fuck basing his whole persona after, like, Xanax. No, and, like, using it not in a prescription way. I don't think he really gave a fuck about who was gonna listen to that and start trying Xanax. So, like, you know, that's, like, the far end of the spectrum of, like, the I don't give a fuck wars. But, like, the other end of the spectrum is, like, you know, you have people who, for the most part, like, are morally sound. I don't know. I'm not, like, trying to, like, make broad assumptions about these influencers, but it's like you don't expect them to be like promoting something harmful. Like Lil Xan will make a song and be like, I'm taking Xanax, la 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 la, and it's like, okay, well, he's Lil Xan. But it's like, damn, like when your like favorite little fashion influencer is like promoting something that actually just like kills millions of people, that's a little crazy. And I really wonder, like, I would love to just, like, tap into, like, the hive mind, the group think of it all. And, like, I wish I could just, like, do a poll of all the people that saw that post and, like, see what they thought of it. Because I'm sure, like, a lot of people also, I'm not saying, like, everyone either was up in arms in anger or they were, like, immediately went to the 7-Eleven and bought cigarettes. I don't think it's like that. I'm sure, like, the vast majority of people just, like, saw it and moved on. They're like, well, okay, you smoke, cool, and then, like, moved on. That's probably how most people are. But, like, I'm very curious, like, how that, like, affects your perception. Like, comment time in the comments. What would your guys's, like, reaction be if, like, tomorrow I just posted a picture, and it was, like, a photo dump? So there's other pictures of me. There's pictures of my dog. There's pictures of me in a really candid moment eating a McDonald's burger at 2 a.m. And then, like, a picture of me smoking a cigarette. What would your reaction be? I'm very curious. Because I know, like, when I would see this, when I would see people that I would watch, and then, like, they'd, like, be, smoking a cigarette in a post, I was disappointed. Or, like, that was, like, kind of my first thought. I was like, oh. Not necessarily that they were smoking, because fucking everyone, it literally feels like everyone vapes nowadays, and I know so many people that smoke. But what was disappointing to me was that they would just, like, promote it, because it's not like when you make, like, a little carousel, you can, like, act as carefree as you want and be like, oh, photo dump, but you're still, you motherfucker, you chose the pictures for the photo dump. It's not like they just got thrown into your little dumperoni. It's not like it's like a little piece of corn in the diarrhea that is your fucking photo dump. Like, no, you physically chose, you went,
what fits my aesthetic the best,
and then you picked the picture of you smoking a cigarette. So you can't really play the whole, like, innocent, like, oh, I didn't mean anything of it card, because yes, you did. You know the implications, or you're just fucking dumb. That's also a very valid possibility, given how influencers are. But damn, like, I don't know. Like, don't smoke. But who the fuck am I to tell you what to do? I'm not your mom. But make an informed decision. Do your research, and then make your decision. But with that all being said, let's read some drama from this week real quick. Okie dokie. This week's drama comes from Blick Scarlet. And if you want me to read your drama or give advice on your drama, please just comment in a few sentences down below and I'll read it on next week's episode. But Scarlet here says, my friends keep basically calling me fat. They've literally called me fat pig and big bones straight to my face. I pretend it doesn't affect me, but I've struggled with body image issues and an eating disorder, and it really doesn't help. What makes it even worse is that one of the friends calling me that literally also has a fucking eating disorder but doesn't give a damn. I am so sorry. That is actually, like, horrible. I wish I had, like, an answer for why people are just evil and psychopaths like that, but first of all, like, I don't even know if they're your friends. Like, like, that shows, like, such a level of, like, not caring about you, especially since you, like, struggle with body image issues, to, like, literally say, like, some of the few things that are, like, the most harmful is actually crazy. I don't know why people are that horrible, and not that it's your responsibility, but it might be worth, like, just, like, really fucking letting them know, like, did you know that being, like, fat phobic and calling me fat pig is actually evil? Like, it might be worth it, and if they're, like, not willing, or they just, like, play it off as, like, a joke, or, like, don't hear your concerns, drop them. Drop them, bitches. Like, I'm so sorry, and it'll be hard, but that's brutal. I'm so sorry. But thank you for sharing your drama with me. Like I said, if you want me to read your drama or give my 2 cents on it in a future episode, please comment it down below in just a few sentences, just a couple. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button, baby, on YouTube. And also, please leave a 5-star, a glowing review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you have 2 seconds. Just 2. I love you very much. I will see you next Wednesday. Take care. Bet of the week. It's Joe.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.